We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis, and we are starting six lines from the top. The first word on the line is La. Ba'amar Rabba Amar Yechonon. Hasidim Tzadikim Shenikra'om Al Shmoi Shalkaris Baruch Hu. Tzadikim, who has Zoicha, we called Shmoi Shalkaris Baruch Hu. According to Rabbeinu Gershom, it means actually going to call these Tzadikim Amakel, like it says by Yaakov Avinu. At one point, the pastor calls them Kael. He finds such an idea, and others say it just means that they're going to say he's Pliny, who's for Hashem. Ba'akapon, whatever that means. Asidim tzadikim shenikra mashmoy shakaris baruch. Shem says the pasuk, "Kol nikra b'shmi lechvoidi berasiv uyitzartiv af asisiv." That these tzadikim who are doing everything lekvoidi, I created them lekavod, and I made them lekvoidi. Hakaris baruch Hu says that the nikra b'shmi. There are three who are called on the name of Karis Baruch. Velahein, Tzadikim, Umeshiach, Rishlaim. Tzadikim, how the Maram we send the pastor called Nikra Vishmi. Mashiach, the Siv, is that Shmai Ashikro? What do you call him? Hashem Tzidkenu. So you see, Mashiach is called Hashem Tzidkenu. Yushalayim, the Siv, Shavav, Shmai Nasa, Elef, Hashem, Ear, Bayem Hashem, Shama. Altikri, Hashem, Shama, Elef, Shema. You read it, Hashem Shema, you see also Yerushalayim is called Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omra Blaza, Sidim Tzadikim Sh'emel Fneim Kadosh. The Tzadikim, the Malachim are going to say in front of the Tzadikim Kadosh. Kedarach Sh'emel Fneim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like they say Kadosh in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem says in the Pasuk, V'hoya Hanishar B'tzion V'anoyse B'Yerushalayim Kadosh Yei Meloi. Which means that they're going to say Kadosh to them, which are the Tzadikim. V'amar Rabban V'yechon, and also HaKadosh Baruch Hu like B'yar Yerushalayim Gimel Parsayis L'mayla. In the Asid Los Lavek, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to raise Yerushalayim three parasois high. Shenema says in the pasuk V'ro'ama, which means that Yerushalayim will be lifted up. V'yosh v'tachteh, what's tachteh? My tachteh, kit tachteh, will be raised like the size of it is below, which means the size of the width, whatever the width is, that's how high it'll be raised. My tachteh kachteh, my height tachteh is the parasi. Who said the width of Yerushalayim is three parasi? Plus the parasi have you? I'm a rabbi, saba, ledi chazi lirushalayim kamaisa. I saw the original shalayim, it's plus the parasi have it, was three parasi wide. V'shem ha-toymer, if your shalayim would be so high, it's going to be very hard to get up all those steps, to get up to the three parasi high, it's going to be hard to get up there. V'shem ha-toymer, yesh char la'alos, tam leymar, mi eile ka'ov te'ufena u'chiyoynim el arbisayim. So you see, they're going to go up like a cloud. See from here that a cloud goes up three parasil. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu lost his Yerushalayim by Mida. Kadosh Baruch Hu originally wanted to make Yerushalayim in a limited size. By Mida, a certain size. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk. It's a Pasuk in Zechariah. We're going. He told the Malach. Ve'imar Eli. Lom Yerushalayim. Lirutz kamarach ba'arach. I'm going to measure Yerushalayim. I'm going to marry Yerushalayim. So, Amru Malchi Hashem, may God's Baruch Hu, run Yerushalayim, Harbi Krochem Barasa Balanachi. You have a lot of different cities in your world. Umas Olam. When Satan meets Arkham Yisrachim, he did not limit the size. Yerushalayim, Sheshimish Besoicha, Umikdoshik Besoicha. This is Yerushalayim that has the Besan Mikdash inside it, has the Avodah done inside it, but Tzadikim Besoicha, and Tzadikim are inside it. At the Noisim Amida, you're going to limit the size. Yeah, it says in the pasuk, "Vayyimei elav roots taver on our laws lemar parazus teish yishlaim." Merev adam behem abesaycha. You should let yishlaim be big. Merev adam behem abesaycha as much as it fits. It's not limited in size. Om Rav Shlakish. Also, Hakadosh Baruch Hu lahisiv yishlaim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu moisiv yishlaim elef tefef ginoyos. Now, what does word tefef mean? Rashbam explains that in a certain place, they had certain words that meant a number. Everyone knew that word meant a number. Tefef was like the gematria of tefef, which is 169. So 169,000 ginoyos. Lasa alava karz baruch to make Yerushalayim 169,000 gardens. Elef kepel megdolim. Kepel is 210, if you figure out the gematria. So this is an easy one. 100 plus 80 plus 30 is 210. Elef kepel megdolim. 180,000 megdolim towers. Elef litzui. Bironis. Leads a little harder to figure out. It's 146. Elef Litzu Bironis, it means 146,000 Bironis, which are mansions, big buildings. And Elef Ushnei, 1,002 Shiloi. which is 345, so this is already hard for me to figure out, but it's around 345,000 plus 2 times 345. That's how many Tutifrais, we smaller buildings. And every Tosefes to Yerushalayim in each direction will be like the size of Kitzipuri B'Shavasa, like Tzipuri in its calm times. And we'll give you a memory about Tzipuri in a second. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yossi, and we see Tzipuri B'Shavasa. I saw the city of Tzipuri B'Shavasa. V'hoyeba in this city was Me'ev Shmeinim Elef, Shvakim Shamaychir Tziki Gedera. It was 180,000 marketplaces that sold tzikik deira, which is a type of food or a type of spice. That's how many stores. It's like certain cities have like 180,000 restaurants, that type of idea. This had 180,000 tzikik deira. That's how big the city was. And the pasuk,
right?
What?
I think only on that market, but all the other marketplaces for thousands of others.
All the things, right. This is for food. Yeah, this is for food, yeah. Vatzeloyes, it says in Yecheskel, Vatzeloyes tzela el tzela sholosh u'shloish ha'pa'amim. This is actually talking about, we had this in the beginning of Meichas Abayis, the first Amid. It's talking about the ta'im, which are these little rooms that are around the Heichos. There were 33 of them. But we're darshaning from the words sholosh pa'amim, what does it mean? It's referring to also something about Yerushalayim. My sholosh u'shloish ha'pa'amim, I'm relevi, I'm rab papi, shirav Yeshua, shirav Yeshua, the skinny, im gimel Yerushalayim heim. If there are three things in Yerushalayim, this is Yerushalayim of Olam Haba, if it will be Gimel Yerushalayim, Kol Achas Echad Shloshim Madurim, if Lamaila, if there's three buildings in Yerushalayim, then each one's 30 stories. Im Shloshim Yerushalayim, if there's 30 buildings in Yerushalayim, then Kol Achas Echad Shloshim Madurim, each one will have 3 stories. It's talking about the how big every bias is going to be. Every bias will be either 30 stories high, or every bias will be 3 stories high. And like the Ram says, Pastor Krav Ma'ari betaim. There's extra word pa'amim kedarish. The mashma gimel yishlayim v'chol achas shloish pa'amim zulmayim mazu. In Abi pa'amim is going on shloish. It's v'halkam as shloish pa'amim zeh agav zeh b'shloishim 30 stories high. Like upon him, if Yerushalayim al Haba will be like 3 of Yerushalayims, then it will be 30 high. If it will be like 30 Yerushalayims, then each house will be 3 stories high. So if it's 30 Yerushalayims, like 30 Yerushalayims, or our Yerushalayims, then it will be 3 stories high. If it's 3 Yerushalayims, then it will be 30 stories high. All the buildings in Yerushalayim will be 3 stories high. Ad kan, the Agadata, very interesting and important, and you should go more be'in, in the Agadata of the first 3 blat of Amechas HaSfina. Now we're going back to Sfinas. Once we mention Svina, we're going to talk about how you make kinyan on a Svina. Now, a Svina is a boat. A boat is considered metaltalim. We know that karka is nikna bekesef, bishtar, bechazaka. Metaltalim, you cannot make kinyan kesef in it. You can't make kinyan chazaka either. How do you make kinyan metaltalim? Either with hagbah, try picking up a yacht, it'll be a little hard. But there's also something called meshicha. And meshicha / mesira, actually. But you go with what derech is. So really, the kinyan on a boat would be either hagbah, meshicha / mesira, or kinyan chatzar would be in it. So we're going to talk about how you make kinyan meshicha on a svina, itma. Svina, rav omar, kivin shemashal kol shukana. Once you pulled it, so meshicha means you give it a pull. So you have a big boat here, it's a 20-foot long boat. You pull it 1 inch, it's already a kinyan, because the mice of the boat moved. So it's a kinyan. Rav Shmuel Amali Kona at Yimshech Eskula. You're not Kona until the whole boat moves out of its place. Let's say it's in 20 Amis, 20 feet. You have to move it 20 feet out of its place, then it's considered Mashicha. But Kozman, it's in the same place it was, even partially, the Lach is not Kona. It's not like it's Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amakim and Shmuel Shakol Shukona. Rav Shmuel Amali Kona at Yimshech Eskula. Zogatim Arleim and Katanoi. Maybe this Machlech is Rav and Shmuel, is really Machlech is Tanoim. Because the Mishnah, the Brisa says, it's a sefta. It says like this: Ketzav b'mesira. How do you make mesira? Now the halacha is by certain animals the derech is b'mesira, and certain animals the derech is b'meshicha. So we're talking about a behema gasa, a very big behema, which is hard to pull. So there, the kinyan is mesira. How does mesira work? The owner gives you over something from the animal. Now how do you do that? So the Bryce that the sefta explains: Ketzav mesira ochso b'talfa. If you passed over the talfa, the foot. You grab him to the foot. B'sa'ara, in his hair. B'okav sha'alah, in the saddle on its back. B'shlif sha'alah, or the package that was attached to the animal. Prumpia sha'afia, which is the part of the hook that's in the mouth. B'zuk sha'avara, or the belt hanging from its neck. Kana yikaina. Ketzav Mashicha, how you do Mashicha on an animal, which is usually by Behemoth Daka, a small Behemoth, Kairla, you call it to a ball and it comes, or you say Kisha Maka, give it a clap, but runs in front of you. Now, what's called a Kinyan Mashicha? So the Brisa says further, Kivin Shakra Yad Varegel Kana. Once it moves a hand or a foot, the two front hands, or two foot, or one hand, or one foot, you kind of. Rav Achi, V'Amrila, Rav Acha, Ma'achit Halach Molly Kamasa. It has to go Molly Kamasa. So it sounds very similar to Rechagis by Svina. Lema Rav that says, by Svina it's enough. Kol Shu Dama Ketana Kama, it says enough Yad Varegel. V'Shmuel, Dama Ker Rav Acha, who says you need to move Molly Kamasa. Zakta Gemara, no. They're not toys of Zah. Omulach Rav. Another Amri, I hold Svina is enough for Kol Shu. And I still hold by animal anymore. Omulach Rav, another Amri, Philo Rav Acha, Ad Kanli Koma Rav Acha, Ela Babali Chayim. The Afrika of the Odi Akri Yad Varegal, even though it picked up, Aul Rav Acha, has to move Malik Amasa. But if it just picked up the two front hands, so then Meduchta Kaim is still in the same place. So it's nothing. Ava Svina came in the Noda by Porta, Noda Lakula. A Svina, once it moves a little bit, the whole thing moved. I can ask me, okay, so you're saying the front hand's not enough to move. It didn't move. But let it just move the front hand and the front feet. It's enough. Why Nimali Kamasa? Why would Nimali Kamasa then? We say Rachis is Nimali Kamasa. Zok Taisvis. Dear Masa Avagav, Vim Toyma, my knock on Nimali Kamasa, given the Sagi by Kira Shtey Adayim Shtey Raglayim, that should be enough. And for Taisvis, Yashloimar, that Kira Shtey Raglayim Kari Nimali Kamasa. Nimali Kamasa doesn't mean Nimali Kamasa. It doesn't have to go out of its place. As long as under the legs and under the feet, the hands and legs are moved out of its place, that's enough. That's called Nimali Kamasa already. So Rav says, Ahol Krav Acha, a boat, the whole boat moved. But just moving the front hands is not enough movement. And the other way also. So Gemara of Shmuel Amar, no Damri fill a katana kam. Ad kal kam kam al bal chayim. The kiven the ikra yad regal. Once it picks up yad regal, which picks up a hand and a foot, even one hand and one foot, it's going to move the other hand and foot. It's going to move the other thing. It's automatic because it has to put it down. Once it put it down, the other one's going to move. It's automatically going to move. And like we said before, if you move out of this place, that's enough. Aval svina kiven the nod report the nod la kula. I was thinking, Yimashal Kula in, Eloi Loi. He moved the whole thing good. If not, he only moved part of it, that's not enough. He did not move the whole boat, like 80-90% of the boat is still in the same place. It doesn't help. Mashenkin by an animal, once it moves partly, the other one's going to move also. And therefore, everything's considered moved, and therefore, we're saying that's not Tali Zebazeb, but there is a Machokis by Svina Lamaisa. One man, the Yom Vashina says it's enough to move partially. The Yom Vashina says no, it has to move completely out of its place. And this Machlokes, Rav Shmuel, and what I'm saying is not Tali in Yana Machlokes, by Behemoth.